Our next report looks at the role of the First Lady in the USA. Being a First Lady is not a job as such, but she does have her own employees and offices. What she does with them, however, is very much a question of personality, as you are about to find out.
The Working Woman, Jill Biden. It's easy to like Jill Biden. When her husband was Barack Obama's vice president, she discreetly kept working as an English professor, obliging her security guards to dress casual and pretend to be students. She's a fiercely intelligent woman with 4 university degrees, but she seems to be a lot of fun too. When her husband's advisers were pressuring him to run for president in 2003, she made her feelings about it very clear by walking past them in a bikini with "No" written on her stomach. And she's continued working now that Biden is finally president, the first time a First Lady has ever done so.
The Game Changer. Eleanor Roosevelt. Some people say that America has already had a female president, the wife of Franklin D. Roosevelt, who led the USA during the Great Depression and the Second World War. Before her, First Ladies were just hostesses at the White House, but Eleanor was a true political partner to her husband. After he lost the use of his legs due to polio in 1921, she did much of his political campaigning, including for his 4 successive elections to the White House. She fought for civil rights, women's rights, and other social reform causes. Controversially, she held regular press conferences and wrote a daily newspaper column, sometimes opposing her own husband's policies, such as the internment of Japanese Americans during the war. Oh, and after the war, she became the USA's first delegate to the United Nations.
The role model, Michelle Obama. Before her husband's election, critics portrayed Michelle as an anti-American political radical. By the time the Obamas left the White House, she had become not only the most popular First Lady in decades, but a role model to millions. A lawyer by profession, Michelle Obama combined great intelligence with obvious personal warmth, humanizing the presidency like nobody before her. She tried to encourage Americans to eat better by transforming part of the White House grounds into a vegetable garden. Her fight against childhood obesity produced reforms to the labeling of packaged foods and improved nutritional standards at schools and access to sporting facilities for millions of kids. She visited schools all around the world, inspiring girls from ethnic minorities to believe in their ability to succeed. This was a First Lady who joked, who danced live on TV, and who was loved by people everywhere.
The Ice Queen, Melania Trump. The only First Lady ever to have posed nude, Melania was as different to other First Ladies as Trump was to other presidents. For many months after Trump's election, she refused to go to Washington, D.C., because, we now know, she was using this as leverage to renegotiate the terms of her marriage contract with him. Once there, she made zero effort to win public affection, once traveling to a camp for refugee children in a coat that said, "I really don't care, do you?" on the back. For one Christmas, she decorated the White House with blood-red trees. But, like many First Ladies, she wanted to leave her mark on the White House. So, a new presidential tennis pavilion was created and unveiled to an American public who were, not surprisingly, distracted at that time by the national rate of COVID fatalities reaching 3,000 a day. On the plus side, she did once give an inspirational speech. Unfortunately, it was mostly plagiarized from a speech by Michelle Obama.
The style icon, Jackie Kennedy. Nothing symbolized the generational change from the conservative America of the 1950s to the excitement and revolution of the 1960s, so much as the arrival of John and Jackie Kennedy in the White House. Suddenly, here was a First Lady who was young and stylish, her every outfit scrutinized and copied by American women. When the couple traveled abroad, it was Jackie who made the biggest impression, especially in France, where she impressed people with her cultural knowledge and command of French. Perhaps her biggest impact, though, came 1 week after Kennedy's assassination, when she surprisingly offered Life magazine an exclusive interview. It was in that interview that Jackie, a natural media manipulator, forged the image of the Kennedy White House as America's version of Camelot, the legendary court of King Arthur.
The brilliant failure, Hillary Clinton. In the 1992 election, Bill Clinton often said how Americans would get 2-for-1 in voting for him. This was because his wife, Hillary, was an impressive woman in her own right and a respected lawyer. The Clintons hoped to be equals in the White House, like Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, but it didn't work out like that. Hillary was given the mission of reforming America's extremely unequal health system, a key objective of the Clinton presidency. It was a disaster. Her plan was savagely opposed by the Republicans, probably as much from a sexist outrage at a first lady defining policy as from practical objections to the plan itself. Hillary retired to the background, only returning to politics once her husband left the White House. She was elected to the Senate, the only former First Lady ever to do so, then became Secretary of State under Barack Obama. In 2016, she was the Democratic Party's first female presidential candidate, but lost to Donald Trump.